Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up on the other side. We'll give you a chance to win a St. Patrick Mahomes Day t-shirt. I said today that we were only talking about the Chiefs because it's the start of training camp, but there is only one person that could get me to bend that rule. He's my favorite person that comes on this show. Patrick Mahomes comes on this show, but I like this person more than I like Patrick Mahomes. I'm very happy to welcome onto the show today Royals television broadcaster Rex Hudler. Hud!
Top of the afternoon to you, and thank you so much for that flattering comment. You're one of my favorite radio personalities of all time myself. Thank you. You and Jim Rome. He's my old-time buddy in my playing days, but thank you for having me, C-Dot.
Hud, when you think about it, that is great company for me to be in, me and Jim Rome. I'm very honored to be in that category for you.
Yeah, no, but I am not honored the same sentence with Pat Mahomes. I mean, his dad did strike me out, but that's no big feather in his cap either. I mean, I was an easy out.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler. So, Hud, I told people that I would let them control the interview. So, I have told people to text in 913-576-7610. All the questions that you will be asked today will be questions from the people. You told me it's about people. I will only ask you questions from the people. But before we do that, you are playing in a charity wiffle ball game. Tell people what it's about.
Oh, now you cut out on me, C-Dot. What was your last sentence? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that, so we're going to let people ask you questions, but before we do that, I want you to tell people about this cool wiffle ball event you're doing coming up.
Oh, yeah, and you know, C-Dot, thanks people who have responded. We have sold out 27 of our 28 sponsored teams, so we have one more team left. But, man, we sure would like contributions of any kind to help put our special, our first responders and veterans to help change their lives. And they can do that if they'll go wiffleatthehollow.com. That's the website, wiffleatthehollow.com. And that's this is something that it was easy to put my name with because when I call, unfortunately I haven't had to do it too many times, but whenever we call 911, we expect someone to answer and someone to come and help us, whatever our emergency is. And, you know, so now these folks, we're finding out that there's a lot of people with PTSD out there, post-traumatic distress order. Anyway, it's a very stressful deal in their lives when they've had a lot of stress. Our veterans, our first responders. And so this is a five-day retreat that goes, and these people can help them. We help them get better. We help them get rid of that's been caused through serving our country and for taking care of COVID patients, infant care, all kinds of stuff that happens with these folks who are our first responders. So we're very proud of this and looking forward to not just the fun of playing, C-Dot, and I'm hoping maybe you'll be a guy that would come out and play on my team.
Hud, you know I'm always down to play wiffle ball. So, Hud, I'm going to put you on hold really quickly. Let's disconnect with Hud. Let's call Hud right back so we can get his phone line all working. 913-576-7610. We're going to allow people the opportunity to ask Rex Hudler questions. We'll call him back momentarily. We'll also give you a chance to win a St. Patrick Mahomes Day t-shirt. All you need to do is keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. So while Rob calls Hud and gets him back on the phone line, 913-576-7610. You got an opportunity to start to get your questions in. Someone asked a question, with Patrick Mahomes' record-setting card sale today, did Hud collect baseball cards as a kid? I feel like every young sports fan collected baseball cards as a kid. Now, some people were certainly more into it than others, but if you were a kid and you were a baseball fan, a basketball fan, or a football fan, you absolutely had baseball cards as a hobby. So I certainly would think that HUD is one to do it. While Rob tries to get HUD back on the phone, 913-576-7610. I want to play this for you really quickly. This was Tyrann Mathieu at camp earlier today. He's not disappointed by the fact that he doesn't have a contract.
Not disappointed at all. You know, I think most people that know me, they know I love to play football. So I have another chance to do that. So it's all about my teammates. It's all about the guys around me. And just me continuing trying to be the person that I am. So, and not letting anything outside of that kind of influence, you know, how I operate day to day.
So Tyrann Mathieu right now is in the midst of a contract negotiation with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he wants to be the highest paid safety in the NFL. He certainly deserved to be the highest paid safety in the NFL. And typically these deals get done when both sides want to come to an agreement. Here's what Clark Hunt had to say about wanting to sign Mathieu long term.
Well, Tyrann's the ultimate professional and really has been his entire career in the league, and definitely during his couple of years with us. I know he's going to be at his very best this year. I've heard Tyrann say that he would like to extend his career in Kansas City, and we feel the same way about that. Hopefully that'll work out. The timing's obviously uncertain.
So that was the owner and chairman of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. We'll get back to Tyrann Mathieu coming up in just a little bit. But we got HUD back on the line. Rob, hit the music. It is time for Ask HUD. HUD, you back?
I am, buddy. Thank you.
No problem. All right. The text line wants to know, all of these questions are coming directly from the people, HUD. You tell me all the time it's about the people. 913-576-7610. HUD, do you like hot dogs more or bratwurst?
Oh, brat's got a little more flavor. I'm good with either one, but I'm a brat. I could be brat over that hot dog.
913-576-7610. HUD, I'm going to be proposing to my girlfriend in a few months. What are your advice on how to handle the first year of a marriage?
Oh, hey, just make sure that the proposal, if you haven't proposed yet, make sure it's really special. Okay, man, do something that's like way out of the ordinary. I mean, get advice from people, ask questions, and then that first year of marriage, man, it's all about taking care of your partner. It's all about getting along and learning how to communicate, learning the things that, you know, most of these things are already learned before you marry a person, but sometimes not. Kindness goes a long way. And forgiveness and learning how to handle other people's issues that they have, and patience is probably the biggest thing that you could have in that first year.
Text line 913-576-7610. All the questions I'm going to ask today come from you on the text line. HUD, what is your favorite baseball stadium to play at?
Oh, man, any big league ballpark that I played in was my favorite because I was a 10-year minor leaguer and I never thought I'd get there, so I was grateful for every moment. But I loved the nostalgia of the old ballparks, and you hear this answer a lot, but, you know, playing at Fenway Park, I made my debut there. That was really impressive, the colors and everything. I loved Camden Yards, especially playing there. The ball flew out of the ballpark, and being in Cal's games when he broke Lou Gehrig's record playing for the Angels during those three games. That was a great series. And also Tiger Stadium. I loved old Tiger Stadium in Detroit. It was built in 1912. Just the old ballparks that had all those traditions in it. And, of course, old Yankee Stadium is where I made my first team and my first major league opportunity with Yogi Berra as the manager and Billy Martin. So the 2 years I had cups of coffee there was really fantastic, but those are the best.
913-576-7610. All of these questions come from you today. HUD, do you like pancakes more or waffles?
Oh, I'm a waffle guy for sure. Love the waffle. Put it in a couple of berries or any kind of blueberries, strawberries, anything like that. I'm a waffle guy. I like the crustiness because I'm old and crusty myself. I like to, you know, cook my waffle so it's a little crunchy. I love that.
HUD, would you rather it be 0 degrees or 100 degrees?
I'm going to freeze to death. I'm going to be more comfortable. But once that I get to a certain point, you just go to sleep. I just, the heat to me, I couldn't handle dying in the heat. That would be a tough way to go. I'd rather freeze to death.
Hud, what was your favorite pregame meal or snack?
Oh, man, I loved pasta. Pasta was really good. It was a good carbo load for me, and I would eat my big meal when I was a ball player at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would stuff myself and then waddle myself to the ballpark, and then by the time I took my top, put my uniform on, went out to practice, you know, I was kind of digesting, but about the time after I'd come off the field for BP, eat a little fruit, and then when it was game time, I was ready. My stomach was empty, and I was ready to go pedal to the metal. I had nothing to hold me back. So the big meal of the day was definitely at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Pasta was great. I'm a steak and baked potato guy on lifting days when I was training. Any of those work for me, bud.
913-576-7610. We got a couple more minutes of Ask Hud. If you got a question on the text line, be sure to get it in. So someone says, Hud, there's a girl I like, but I'm a little bit afraid to approach her. How do I know if we're just going to be friends or there's something more that could develop? What would you advise this gentleman to do who is unsure about whether he should approach this young lady?
Better shake himself or he'll miss his turn. Man, if you snooze, you lose. You better find a way to grow a pair and go and ask her and talk to her and get involved in some kind of conversation. You know, spark her interest, trick her, do something, but you've got to make that move. You've got to say something, because if you snooze, you lose. It could be too late. You know, same way with a fan that's sitting outside of a gate and he wants a ball player's autograph, but he's too shy to say anything. She'll never get the autograph if he doesn't speak out. Dude, you better snooze. You better get out there and don't snooze and lose.
Text line 913-576-7610. Hud, I was in a very abusive relationship. How do I move on from it? It's a very deep question to ask you, Hud.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the most beautiful thing ever. We have to forgive and forget and move forward and move on. None of us are perfect. Not one. Only one was documented. Documented in our society or in our world was perfect, and he didn't do anything wrong. And they nailed him on a cross. Look. He did that so for forgiveness, so we can move forward. Very thankful for that. So opportunities that don't work out, that feelings are hurt, things are said that are wrong, that are bad. Look, turn the page and forgive and forget and move forward.
Hud, to end on a much lighter note, what is your Chipotle order?
I am a chicken burrito. I want the hot sauce. Give me the full boat on the hot sauce. Love a little bit of sour cream. Give me the give me the peppers in there too. I like some peppers on there. It gives it a lot of nice little flavor here. Give me some lettuce. I got to have some lettuce on top of that for sure. And roll it up tight. Don't get sloppy on me. I love the black beans on there, and also I want brown rice. But I always tell the kid, hey, make sure you drain the beans. And I don't. And when you're rolling up my burrito, look, I want it tight. I want it nice. I don't want no juice flopping out of it or anything like that. So, you know, instead of me being a jerk and saying, yeah, no, I don't want that burrito, make me another one, I'll tell the kid to clean it up. Clean it up, man. Let's go. This is for my stomach, man. This is for me. It's going to last me to the game tonight, man. So it's all a beautiful thing. And I love Chipotle, by the way.
That is our Royals television broadcaster, Hud. You know what? We should do this more often, where we just let people ask you questions. This was fun. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you, C-Dot. Thanks for letting me give you a little diversion in the Chiefs talk. I know it's really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. But what's going to be interesting, too, is that Browns, the opening season of the Browns and the Chiefs, we're going to be doing a game at Kauffman Stadium while the team's on the road. And it's going to be interesting, man, how we're going to get in there and parking early and all that stuff. So I'm fired up, and I will be attending the Browns-Chiefs game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.